Hey, welcome to Vikings Game Plan in the TCO studios. I'm Paul Allen, joined by Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Vikings and Saints to crack open 2017. How do you feel about the team into this game?
Good. I feel good about it. You know, we've got a lot of good guys on this football team, guys that work hard, guys that care about one another, guys that care about the organization, and I'm excited to kick it off.
What does Drew Brees do well or better than, say, most quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, he gets the ball out quick. You know, I think he reads coverages very well, gets the ball the right place. He does a nice job moving in the pocket, although he's not really a runner. Extremely accurate, throws the play actions, outstanding, and really he can make every throw. So that's why he's probably a first ballot Hall of Fame guy.
Many of your best defensive players have been with you since you've been here. What kind of an advantage is that for your defense?
I think the good thing is the being able to make adjustments during the game, during game plans. You know, anything that you add or put in, you have a chance to talk about some of the things that happened in the past or play it like this or play it like that. And I think that makes things a lot easier.
A lot of talk up to this game about former Viking Adrian Peterson. What about their other two backs, Engram and specifically rookie Alvin Kamara?
They're both excellent backs. Engram is a hard runner, good out of the backfield, catches the ball well, and Kamara is the same way. So they've got a good stable of backs. They do a good job of keeping you off balance with their runs and different types of runs and the runs pass, play actions. They've been a great offensive football team for a long time.
Your offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, gives the quarterback, Sam Bradford, a lot of freedom at the line. How does he handle it?
Oh, Sam's great. You know, he's a very smart guy. He's played in the league now for a while, and so I think he sees a lot of the things that younger guys don't, you know, see. And, you know, he's told me how much the game has slowed down for him in the last couple years, and the way that he's able to handle the adjustments during the game is great.
Is Dalvin Cook absolutely your number one back, or is it a situational thing for all three you may use?
Well, I think all three are good backs. You know, I think Dalvin will probably get the majority of the carries as we go forward. But I like Latavius. He brings a different pace to it, and same with Jerick.
What are some indicators you have at this stage that Dalvin is fully prepared for the speed of regular season NFL?
Well, he goes against pretty good defense every day, I think, usually. Hopefully it's a good defense. And this kid is very confident in his abilities. You see the cuts he makes in practice, the way he catches the ball, the way he moves. I think he's going to have a great year.
Randy Moss joins the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor this first game against the Saints.
Looking for Moss in the end zone. Caught! One-handed catch by Randy Moss, and the Vikings take the lead.
What was it like when you coordinated against Randy Moss?
Why do you have to bring that up?
It's a big night for Randy, that's why.
Well, he was always tough to defend. He had such great hands, he had great speed, size. He could run by you even though you had two guys on him and sometimes three. So he was a big play machine waiting to happen.
Good luck against these Saints.
Thank you.
Sam Bradford, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, talked with us recently about keys to the offense and success against New Orleans.
I think for us to come out and just start fast, get ourselves in a rhythm, establish ourselves in the run game. That way, we can be multiple. We can use play action. We can get in the gun, spread them out, and use our entire playbook. But, I really think the biggest key for us is to come out, start fast, get in a rhythm. And then obviously when we get in the red zone, we've got to walk away with touchdowns and not field goals.
And the brand new Vikings quarterback goes to work. And of course, one of the great rewards of playing for the Vikings is you have Adrian Peterson in the backfield.
It'll be a little bit different. Obviously, he's been a Viking his entire career. For me, obviously, it only being my second year, I was used to playing against him. When I was in St. Louis, we played the Vikings, and, he ran wild on us that day, which I didn't really like to see. Last year when I was traded here, I was obviously excited to reunite with him and get to play with him. Even though it was only a couple games, it was fun being on the field with him last year. And now that he's gone, obviously he meant a lot to this team. He meant a lot to this city, to this organization. I think everyone here has a lot of respect for him. And I'm sure for a lot of people in this building, it's going to be weird when he lines up for another team on Monday night.